Hi, I'm Nisha Singh, and today from Microsoft, and I work as a developer evangelist. Today I'll be talking about how to implement search in Windows 8 app. So I'll quickly switch to my screen. So to be more specific, the agenda for today is going to be implementing search in 4 easy steps. We are going to first see how search works when we invoke the search charm. How do we add search support in our app? Then how do we add search suggestions and add support for external launching? Towards the end of the session, I would like you to go back to your seats and be able to implement search in your Windows 8 app. So the scenario here we are using is a Contoso cookbook recipe app that I spoke about earlier. I have included a link of the app towards the end of this session, towards the end of the slide. And I'll quickly run through the Contoso cookbook app for you. So like I said, it's a recipe app. So you can see the various recipes in Contoso cookbook, like German, French, Chinese. I can click on a particular recipe and I can see the ingredients, directions that go into that recipe. So for today's scenario of Contoso cookbook app, I would like to search all the recipes across the various categories like Chinese, French. We refer to them as filters, which would have salt in them. Okay, so I'll just quit my app and I'll go back to my slide. So this is what I want as my end result. I should be able to see the dishes which have results for salt, as you can see. All the recipes are listed, and then there's a number next to each of the categories. If I click on that particular category, I will see 5 recipes for Chinese, I will see 3 recipes for French. So depending upon the category I click, the result will be automatically loaded. You can see that each of these items are listed by having an image, and then they have a small title next to them. So that is how we, this is the item detail, this is the standard template that we will be modifying for the particular item. So we will first invoke the search charm in our app and see how it works. So we will go back to Visual Studio. We will run a Contoso cookbook app. We will swipe from the right, and we'll hit on the search button, and it says this app can't be searched. So we haven't implemented search yet, and this is what we were expecting. Good. So we go back to our slides and let's see what we want to do next. We want to add search support. We want to get rid of this app can't be searched, and instead, when we swipe from the right, we should be able to see Contoso cookbook with this app can be searched, and the text is gone. This app can't be searched. So I go back to my Visual Studio and I'm quickly going to write some code for that. The very first step I'm going to do is I'm going to right click on my project. I'm going to do add new item. I'm going to look for search contract. I'm going to select search contract. I'm going to rename it. I'm going to do add. So you will see it added to files, a XAML and a XAML.cs file. So I'll quickly go to the XAML file. And I'm going to rename the app name to actually be renamed it as search. Okay. So the next thing I want to do is I want to add an on item click event. So whenever I click on a particular item, my search result page is navigated to the particular recipe that I'm looking for. So I have 2 views in my search result page. One is grid view and one is list view. The grid view will show the recipes the application is running in a portrait mode. The list view will show the recipes when the application is running in a snap view. Sorry. So I added my item on click event to the grid view, and now I will add the event to the list view too. So I modified two controls to have the item on click event. Now I added the event. I also need to handle the event. So I'll go back to my XAML.cs file. I'll look for a good place. And I'll add the handler for on item click. So as you can see, it says that frame.navigate to the item detail page. So depending upon the item that the recipe which is clicked, please navigate to the item detail page showing that recipe detail. So the next thing I'm going to do is add a search result field. To my search result page. Now what this essentially means is whenever we are searching for something, return a collection of results, return a collection of recipes. I'll go to my load state method. And I'm going to add some more code. So the code that I added, what it does is, it's saying that for each of the groups, that is Chinese, Italian, French, whatever groups you saw, search in those groups and then look for the particular item, that is the recipe, which has in their title or directions the query term that we typed when we are searching. So we are searching on title and direction, and if found, add to the all category and then add to the specific category of the group. That is, if there are 5 dishes found in Chinese, then add 5 of them in Chinese, and this is the filter list that we have created. Okay. So the next thing we are going to do is go to the filter change selection method. And what this is saying is, depending upon the filter that you're clicking, for example, if I hit the Italian group, then load the results accordingly, depending upon the group that I'm clicking. So handle that for me. And then I'm going to modify my standard style template. So Visual Studio adds by default a search result template for me, so I'm going to comment this out and add my own template. So you can see in my own template I have an image and then I have a short title and description. So whereas in the old template we had image, title, subtitle, description and some more modification I did in this particular template. So I have set my template, and the next thing I want to do is I will run my app I'll swipe from the right, hit the search button. I'm going to type salt, and I get the search results. And if I click on a particular item, I'm navigated to the item detail page of that particular recipe. Okay, so I exit, I go back to my presentation. The next thing I want to do is add source suggestion. So when I'm typing for salt, for example, S, I can see that I can search on salt and sugar as well. So my app is telling me that, hey, it's not just salt, you can also search on terms like sugar. So let's go and add suggestion in our app. So I go back to Visual Studio. I go to app.xaml.cs. I look for the onLaunched method. I will add an event. So, and I'll add these assemblies. So I added an onSuggestion requested event to my search pane, and now I'll handle that event by adding an event handler, onSuggestion requested event handler. Okay, so as you can see in this event handler, I have some terms defined like salt, pepper, water, egg. You can add whichever terms you want, and as the user is typing, it's suggesting that, okay, you can also type this. So let's quickly do an F5 and see how it works. So I swipe from the right, search. So I can see that it's suggesting I can search on salt and sugar. Let me click on sugar. Okay. So these are the recipes which have sugar in them. One in Chinese, one in French, and so on. I go back to my slide. Let's see what the next thing. So the next thing we want to do is add support for external launching. Now, it's not always necessary that when the user wants to search something, the app would be running in the background. Nor do you want the user to actually go to the app, run it, and then be able to search it. So what we would like them to create a good user experience would be the user goes to the start screen, starts typing salt, and then selects the contents of cookbook, and this and the app should start on its own and display this and populate itself with the search result. So let's see when this is not implemented how it works. I go to my start screen, I type salt, I select my contents of cookbook app, and I don't expect it to launch with the search result page. So it says no results match your search. So we want to have, so I'll just quit this. Go back to my slide. So I wanted to be able to load the search result page. So I'll go back to my Visual Studio. I'll search for on search activated event. This will handle for whenever there is an external launch. So, I'll add this code. So what it's essentially saying is that if the app's previous execution state was not running or closed by user or terminated, load the data and show the search results. So I'll save this and then I'll run it, so that I can deploy the changes. I quit the app. So my app is not running right now. I'll type salt. I'll select my Contoso Cookbook app, and it loads the search results. So we just added support for external launching. So I'll quit. I'll go back to my slides. So if you want to do further reading, then you can look at these samples and references. I've included a link for Windows 8 Labs that we have, which have samples for various search, share contracts, and they are in whatever languages you want, JavaScript, C Sharp. Also, so there's a search API reference, which you can look if you want to do something different. For example, when in the search box, you can have a hint like, okay, you can also search on places, vocations, not in this app, but you can search, for example, on recipes or directions, something like that. So thank you. And if you have any questions, please let me know.